the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 9th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union. Skiers started making tracks in Vermont on Wednesday, November the 8th, when the Killington Ski Center in central Vermont allowed selected skiers to hit the slopes with just two of its 155 trails open. In the Green Mountains, the Mount Snow Resort will open Saturday, November the 11th, using a recent run of cold nights to make snow with its expanded system of snow guns. Spokesman for the Regional Development Authority said New York State-operated resorts at Whiteface and Gore, both in the Adirondacks, and Bel Air in the Catskills, could open on November the 24th, Friday after Thanksgiving, if the weather cooperates. In Massachusetts, the resort's marketing director said the snow guns at Jiminy Peak were turned on Tuesday. Opening day is tentatively set for November 18th, depending on the weather. As the capital region braced for an incoming blast of winter temperatures, Windham Mountain has announced it will be making snow Friday, November the 10th. Hunter Mountain reported some activity on Tuesday afternoon with little or no accumulation. No word from either resort on when they will open. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that in a radio interview on Tuesday, November the 7th, Senate Deputy Republican Majority Leader John DeFrancisco said he would make a decision about whether to run for governor in 2018 by the end of the year. He said on Talk 1300's Focus on the State, and I quote, "I'm not going to run a fool's errand, but on the other hand, if there's a reasonable opportunity for that nomination, I'm going for it," end quote. DeFrancisco rejected the idea that he would run as a lieutenant governor on a ticket with any other GOP candidate. DeFrancisco said that to beat Andrew Cuomo, a candidate will have to be aggressive. He said, and I quote, "The only way you can beat Andrew Cuomo in my mind is to challenge him and make certain that you get his attention and that he's responding to you. Then you got an opportunity to have a dialogue," end quote. DeFrancisco is one of a handful of potential Republican gubernatorial candidates that includes Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, businessman and former comptroller candidate Harry Wilson, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, and Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. For our final story, the Times Union is reporting work has been completed on a $2.3 million project to rehabilitate and improve a stretch of interstate highway that connects the Capital Region and the Southern Tier. Governor Andrew Cuomo this week announced the completion of the work on Interstate 88. The project involved new pavement and stripping, as well as improved shoulders, ramps, and concrete barriers in Broome County. Nearly 26,000 vehicles use the route every day. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 49 degrees. Beginning Thursday night, strong winds will be possible with and behind a cold front. Scattered rain and snow showers overnight. It will be mostly cloudy on Thursday night with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 14. And on Saturday, Veterans Day, sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. Sunrise today was at 6:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:37 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 9th day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.